Self-treatments were an integral part of the system that Makao Usui taught at first degree. He did not expect his students to follow only one method, but gave them a range of approaches, some purely meditative and some based on resting your hands on yourself in a series of intuitively guided positions. As Reiki passed to the West, the meditative and intuitive aspects of self-treatment fell by the wayside, and so Western-style self-treatments tend to be based on following a series of standard hand positions, with different hand positions taught in different lineages. Now, no matter what method of self-treatment you use, what you are doing is to create a sort of healing space where you allow the energy to help bring things more into a state of balance for you on all levels. And by repeatedly eliciting this healing space, you release things that no longer serve you, states of mind, attitudes, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, ways of reacting, and you release aspects of your physical self too. Sometimes this can give you a bit of a rough ride, perhaps with some emotional ups and downs, irritability, headaches, tiredness, aches and pains, but such reactions are short-lived. They occur more often in the first few weeks after being empowered, but they can happen to an extent at any time if you continue to work with the energy as things are dredged up to be released. But you shouldn't get the impression that working with Reiki means going through misery all the time, because it really isn't like that, and most people find that working with the energy regularly makes a wonderful, positive difference to them on all levels. So, how can we self-treat? Well, the simplest method you can use is to meditate with the intention to heal. Make yourself comfortable, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and focus your attention on your Tanden point. We always work from the Tanden. Imagine energy flooding down to you from above, building in your Tanden. Maintain your attention there. Feel yourself merging with the energy. Your intention is that you will heal on all levels, with no particular expectations. Be neutral. Be empty. We have already spoken about the tendency for minds to wander when meditating, so just pay no attention to any wandering thoughts, and simply bring your attention back to what you were doing, maintaining your focus on your Tanden and disappearing into the energy. Now, if you want to have more of a definite focus, so that you have something to actively visualize when you are self-treating, then you can follow Makao Usui's self-treatment meditation, which is the approach that we recommend for various reasons. What you do here is to imagine that you are treating various areas of your head using visualization, using intent. You would focus the energy onto five areas. 1. Onto your forehead by the hairline. 2. Into the temples. 3. Into the forehead and the back of the head at the same time. 4. Into the back of the neck and the base of the skull. And 5. Into the crown. You could spend 3 to 5 minutes on each position in turn, and the view seems to have been that by treating the head, you were actually treating the whole body. Usui had his students imagine that they were treating a carbon copy of themselves, sitting on the floor in front of them, with energy flowing out of imaginary hands into the imaginary recipient, and you may feel comfortable with that approach. But there are other variations that you can try. Some people find it easier to imagine that they are being treated by the carbon copy, standing behind them, treating the real them. And some people feel comfortable being treated by disembodied hands in their mind's eye. But you don't actually have to visualize anything, and some people find that they're not very good at visualizing things, and that's no problem. What happens with Reiki is that the energy follows your thoughts, it follows your focus. So if you are allowing your attention to rest or to dwell on a particular part of your body, then the energy will follow your focus and focus itself where your attention is directed, no matter what you can or can't visualize. So you can carry out the self-treatment meditation by allowing your attention to rest on those five areas of the head in turn. The energy will be directed to where your attention lies, What is important is your underlying intent. It's just that for many people, visualizing something is a good way of focusing your intent, but it isn't the only way. If you want to try self-treating by resting your hands on yourself, then you have two choices. You can either rest your hands in whatever places seem appropriate on that occasion, so your hands-on self-treatments are likely to involve different hand positions each time you work on yourself, or you can follow a standard set of hand positions each time, which is the most common way of self-treating in the world of Reiki. If you are going to follow a standard scheme, you may find that some of the hand positions are a bit awkward or uncomfortable to hold for any amount of time, and this isn't really something that you can do in public or in crowded places. But by contrast, the self-treatment meditation can be carried out whenever you have the opportunity to sit down with your eyes closed for even a few minutes. So you can self-treat when you're a passenger in a car or a train, sitting at your desk, at work. And this meditative approach to working on yourself is deceptively powerful. So, if you only have 5 minutes available to you, then treat yourself for 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be carried out for 20 to 30 minutes each time. Go with what time you have available to you, and make sure that you do something with the energy every day. The cumulative effect of working on yourself daily will make a real difference to you.